Good morning. Today is Monday, November 7th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. It will stay unseasonably warm today, with a high of 82 degrees. Look for a 40% chance of rain and a low of 54. In our top story, a joint investigation by the News and Observer and Charlotte Observer has uncovered previously unreported details of the Catawba Casino project in Cleveland County. This summer, Catawba Indian Nation leaders said a federal investigation into its business dealings for the tribe's Two Kings Casino was a standard review. But documents pertaining to the investigation show the National Indian Gaming Commission has had substantial concerns about the legality of the Catawba business agreements for more than a year. If Catawba Nation does not satisfy the commission's concerns over control of the casino and who profits from it, that could spell trouble for the Kings Mountain project, which promoters promised for years would bring jobs and more to Cleveland County. In election news, more than 2 million North Carolina voters cast ballots ahead of Election Day as the state's early voting period concluded Saturday afternoon, election officials said. In-person early voting started on October 20 and lasted 17 days. About 29% of North Carolina's 7.4 million registered voters have cast ballots so far in Tuesday's midterm elections, according to the North Carolina State Board of Elections. As of Sunday morning, 2,007,518 North Carolina residents had voted in person and 140,517 ballots were cast by mail, a total of 2,148,035 votes. That's a 13% increase over the same time in 2018, the last midterm elections, according to the State Board of Elections. And finally, a 78-foot tree from North Carolina will make its way to Washington, D.C., where it will soon become the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. Earlier this week, the U.S. Forest Service cut down Ruby the Red Spruce for the occasion. The tree will spend a few weeks on the road before it ends up at the Capitol. North Carolina is the nation's second-largest producer of Christmas trees. This is the third time the state has provided a tree to the Capitol. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.